top of the car so it still can go. But the worst part was she could never hop a doogie without going to the bathroom first. You really got to be on my nerves. Like at night, we'd go to bed, you know, be 11 o'clock. We'd be under the covers, cuddling night, honey, night there. I'd throw my arm around her. I'd start nuzzling her. And right away, you know, hot dogs, you get fired up. She'd say, "One second, let me go to the bathroom first." So she'd get up and go to, I'd say, "Come on, honey, you gotta go right now." She said, "Yeah." I said, "Can't you wait until afterwards?" She said, "No, it hurts." I said, "Oh, go ahead." And when she come back, I wouldn't be in the mood. She said, "It only takes 2 minutes." I said, "I know it takes 2 minutes, but there I am, you know, drooling all over you and hungry embrace and passionate desire. And you pull away and you go to the bathroom. I mean, it just shatters the moment. You think when Romeo and Juliet were lying in each other's arms right before Romeo delivered the old hobble-doogie, she said, "Excuse me a second, Romeo," went outside and made her bladder gladder? Hell no. You think Marcello Mastroianni has these problems? I never once saw Sophia Loren say, "Excuse me, Marcello, I must make my bladder gladder." No. And you, though, every time you want to, and it's the same thing on Saturday mornings. On Saturday mornings, you know, you're lying there, you sleep late. Hell, and nothing better than about 10:15, you start waking up and you roll over and you grab a hole to cut you a slice, she jump out of bed. "Let me take a tinkle." Oh, God! And, you know, she would always complain that there's no spontaneity in our relationship. Of course there's no spontaneity. I don't want to have to go through all that foreplay, only to have her at the last minute, at the moment of truth, say to me, "Hang on a second, I gotta go to the bathroom." You know, after a while, I stopped. I mean, I know it's a little thing, but I'd say to her, "Estelle, look, you know when we go to bed at 11 o'clock, I'm gonna want to hop at the gee, so why don't you ever think ahead, use your noodle, and go into the bathroom about 10:50, you know? Right before the last commercial on Mannix, you go into the bathroom. And that way at 11:05, when I'm fired up, you don't have to say, 'Excuse me, honey.'" She said, "I tried it, but then I gotta go again." Ah! That woman drove me nuts. But one day I resolved, she ain't getting out of this bed. I done read about it in the back of Playboy Advisor. She said, "Excuse me," I guy said, "No, you ain't going no place, baby. I'm hungry. I want you now." She said, "But I gotta go." I looked her right in the eye. I smiled. I said, "Well, then, go." She said, "You mean right here?" I said, "Go, Estelle, because you ain't moving." She kind of giggled, and she went. In the aftermath, as I held her close, I said, "Estelle, why didn't you tell me you had to do number two?"
Washington's only rock and roll station is DC 101. WWDC FM Washington, DC 101.